Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Clement, our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst, joins us. Paul, did you have one song Matt, did you have one song that you warmed up to your entire baseball career as a pitcher?
You know what's funny is this question has come up a lot, and as my kids have got older in high school, and like warm up songs and walk up songs were like just becoming popular during my career, and I never had one. I think that. In Chicago, they played Thunderstruck every time I went out there, but it wasn't by choice. And it was like the end of the era of that wasn't important, going into the era where it really was important. And some guys had them at that time. It just was something that, you know, Paul Skeens can use whatever song he wants, right? When you have those numbers, he can go out to whatever song.
What if he'll be all right. What if he wanted to walk out to one of, like, I'm just trying to think of like a very like a ballad by a female country or pop singer, like "You're Still the One" or something like that.
Donnie would go with "Night Moves" by Bob Seger,
well,
our producer. Matt, do you like
that's
that choice?
A great one, though.
I like I said, man, Paul Skeens can go out to whatever he wants. Now, him being that good, he could really get some cool ones where he could go out like, you know, you could go "No Cloverleaf" by Metallica. That like Kevin Brown used to go out to that. I thought that was a cool one for somebody. It was like dominating the whole league.
Matt, you're a basketball guy too. There's nothing like a high school basketball run out at home. You got your song choice. You got your Hell's Bells or whatever the hell it is. You're all doing the tip drill off the backboard. You might be going out getting ready to get beat by 30, but you still feel for like 5 minutes like you can take on the world.
That is true.
Absolutely.
Matt, discussion here today. Paul Skeens, if he gets to the fifth inning without any runs given up, will get his ERA back under 2. And there's been some discussion about at that point, would the Pirates take him out of this game so he has that ceremonial 1.99 ERA to cap his season? As a former big league pitcher, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll say this. Would you, if you're the Pirates, would you rather have him with a 1.99 ERA or a losing record and winning the Cy Young? So if he's not winning, if he's winning the game, I'm all for it. If he's not winning the game, then I don't want to take the chance on this historic season he's having being, you know, under 500 and being a minus 50,000 to one or 50,000 to win the Cy Young. He's that much of a favorite to win the Cy Young. So that was kind of my talking point. I was thinking as I looked at today, like it's I might be the only person it's important to, but to me, it's an important stat.
I brought that up to both of these guys off the air, and I said, I have a weird feeling. If you asked Paul Skeens, would you rather have a winning record or an ERA under 2, he'd pick the winning record. Do you think I'm nuts?
I would be there wouldn't even be a thought for me on that one. Now, I never got to
a thought for you in which direction?
Oh, I'm wanting a winning record.
Wow. Oh, victory for Pony. Let's go.
Matt, I think you'd want the more gaudy individual stats. Like, without being too mean, actually, screw it. I don't care. I'll be mean about it. He knows his teammates can't hit and don't provide him run support. He knows that people historically, especially nowadays, aren't going to like look at Baseball Reference and go, man, how did he win the Cy Young? He went 10-11. They know.
But you don't want to be the first Cy Young Award winner with a losing record.
I actually would. I'd want to be a trailblazer.
Wow.
I am so individually brilliant that even though my team was real stinky around me and never gave me any runs, I still won this award because I was that good. I actually would want that.
Well, I think that first off, like, I never was like even in the area code of any of these numbers of Paul Skeens to even think that way.
Number one, maybe some poor run support I had at times, but other than that, like these statistics are just so ridiculously good. But I just think that, like, honestly, like, that's the kind of person he is too. And, like, in his mind, like, this isn't going to be the only time I'm under two for an ERA. And does it matter? And they're going to talk about this, whether he's 10 and 11, 10 and 10, or 11 and 10. They're going to talk about him getting no run support,
yep,
being on the third worst record team in the NL. They're going to talk about it that way. I just, like to me, I actually think it's probably more important for the Pirates for him to get a win than probably Paul Skeens in general. And that's what he's about, winning games. Like that's at the end of the day, I know that's not what they judge you by anymore with all the five and dives and the bullpen innings and all this other stuff that goes on in MLB. But, like, you know, when I think about Paul Skeens, like, get the statistics away. This dude goes out there to win and competes.
I also said to Pony that I just felt like if you left it up to Paul Skeens, he'd want to go more than four innings, period, whether he was winning or not, because he wouldn't want to, like, all-time greats, I think you do him almost a disservice. I told the story of how Ted Williams could have sat out the last two games of the season when he hit 400 because of rounding. He could have rounded up and been at 400, but he wanted to go out there and hit. And I think Skeens would be the same way and should be treated the same way, Matt.
Absolutely. I would be 100% thinking if you asked Paul Skeens, and it wouldn't be the, you know, Paul Skeens is very good. Like, he says, he doesn't just say the right things. I think he lives by them and yep. He means them. And I think right now the only way he's coming out to keep that under two is that's something the Pirates concocted ahead of time that they're going to do. It's not going to be because Paul Skeens wants to. I was looking at it. He has like 2,912 pitches this year. So I could see the Pirates like pulling him out at 88 exactly or something ridiculous so they can say they didn't overuse him and keep him under 2,900 innings or something like that. Or 3,000.
Matt, the other thing that's a subplot to this game tonight, and it's way more important for the Reds and way less so for the Pirates, is that the Reds are a game in back of the Mets for the last wild card spot. And last night, the Pirates played spoiler. I'm curious, do you think there's anything to be gained if you're Donnie Kelly and Paul Skeens and the rest of the Pirates to basically treating this like your de facto playoff series at the end of the year and putting any value whatsoever? And you know what? We're not going to manage tonight's game like we're a 70-win team. We're going to manage tonight like we're playing game two of a playoff series. What's your take on that?
Well, I think for the integrity of the National League race, they need to manage it that way, first off. They got to play this game to win for the integrity of everybody else. And secondly, like, I don't know, that you tossed me that subject today, and I've been kind of thinking about it all day, and it's like, I don't think that they're major league players. The games are important. Like to me, if they sweep the Reds, are we going to go? Am I going to go into the off season like, oh, this made this season so much better? No, I'm not. It's going to come down to like what we did as a team as a whole. For Donnie, you know, to rally behind these guys and do that, Donnie's going to do that. You know, I missed an easy answer last week when you asked me what I'd tell a free agent as to why would you come to Pittsburgh? How would I convince a free agent to come here? The easiest, obvious answer was because of Donnie Kelly. Mm-hmm. Like that's the guy I want to play for. He's young, he's fiery. You know, there's no doubt he got thrown out of some of those games early to fire things up and change things. And, you know, so I know what Donnie Kelly's thinking tonight. As players, it doesn't make the players lesser. I've been in these situations before. Yeah, is it cool? The national spotlight's on you a little bit more, but it always is when Skeens pitches. You know, like last night and then tomorrow will be a little bit different. But, like, you know, I just don't think it doesn't move the needle for me. It's kind of cool. It gives you something to play for as a competitor. But you're competing right now for jobs, most of these people.
Matt, the Pirates, ESPN did their big like regular season grades for every team in baseball. The Pirates received a D+. Your thoughts on that grade from ESPN and how you would grade this season for the Pirates?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, first off, let's go back to Donnie. If they don't bring Donnie on, what would that grade have been?
You know, it would have been with the Rockies as the only other F minus in all of baseball.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, and it's just it was time, and it's no offense to the before. It's just Donnie's done an excellent job, and they're still a B plus. You know, it's you're the third. You have the third worst record in the National League. You have the Cy Young pitcher. I don't think anybody in that clubhouse would sit there and tell you it should be higher. Honestly, you know, there was expectations. There was young players to come in. There was a hope for an O'Neill Cruz jump, you know, a season where he kind of jumped up. And I just don't know if, you know, why is it a D plus? Well, first off, the Cubs and Brewers were just unbelievable and ran away with the division, which makes it even seem worse. And, you know, it's probably where you belong to be when that's where your record is right now. And it's a season where there was some hope at the beginning of the season.
Matt Clement, our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst. Paul Skeens, final start tonight in Cincinnati against Hunter Green, another great young pitcher. Thanks, Matt. We appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
All right. Take care, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns.
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.